Chapter 17. There was a man of the mountainous region of Ephraim named Micah. He said to his mother,
"The 1,100 silver pieces that were taken from you, about which you pronounced a curse, which I heard. Look, the silver is with me. I was the one who took it."
At that, his mother said,
"May Jehovah bless my son."
So he gave the 1,100 pieces of silver back to his mother. But his mother said,
"I will without fail sanctify the silver to Jehovah from my hand, for my son to use in making a carved image and a metal statue. Now, I give it back to you."
After he returned the silver to his mother took 200 silver pieces and gave them to the silversmith. He made a carved image and a metal statue, and they were put in Micah's house. This man Micah had a house of gods, and he made an ephod and teraphim statues and installed one of his sons to serve as priest for him. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Each one was doing what was right in his own eyes. Now there was a young man of Bethlehem in Judah, who was of the family of Judah. He was a Levite who had been living there for a time. The man left the city of Bethlehem in Judah to find a place to live. While on his journey, he came to the mountainous region of Ephraim, to the house of Micah. Then Micah said to him,
"Where do you come from?"
He replied,
"I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, and I am on my way to find a place to live."
So Micah said to him,
"Stay with me and serve as a father and a priest for me. I will give you 10 silver pieces a year, and a set of garments, and your food."
So the Levite went in. Thus the Levite agreed to stay with the man, and the young man became like one of his sons. Furthermore, Micah installed the Levite to serve as a priest for him, and he lived in the house of Micah. Then Micah said,
"Now I know that Jehovah will be good to me, for the Levite has become my priest.